The following is a part of the Radio Memphis On Demand service.
Anyone can say they're the best, and it's not easy being the best. Get in and see why Wizards is the best. With spring, it's time to freshen up your home and get ready for summer and get rid of all those old smells with a brand new Woodwick candle. Get in and check out all the fragrances like Beachfront Cottage, Bergamot, and Basil. Clean Rain, Cool Linen, and countless others all on sale right now. Mention Radio Memphis and get an additional 20% off at checkout. 1999 Madison Avenue, online at wizardsmemphis.com. Open every day. Wizards! Because it's still smoking. Must be 18 or older to purchase smoking related items. Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland, back in Studio A. Oh, Lord have mercy. It's odd here because the studio here we're working on, I'm doing a bunch of upgrades to our system here. Studio A is kind of historic for Radio Memphis. It's where the radio station actually started. And Studio A is slang for the back bedroom of my house. Well, you know, some guys, you know, when they get a house, them and their wife, they buy a house, they do that, you know, do some nice things. And sometimes guys get, you know, like a man cave. I got something a little different. I got a studio out of the deal. That's how that worked. There's nothing wrong with that, because I do a lot of work here at the house. I do a lot of work here in the studio. But this is kind of odd because I'm using a different type of rig, and it should sound pretty much the same. I guess it is. I'm not too terribly concerned about it, but that's okay. It's fine. We're all in the midst of change. We're all about, you know, trying to create a good product is the way the world should work, I guess. And, which is kind of leading me into what I wanted to get into today, this time out. Also, by the way, before I forget, coming up in a little while, we've got music from Lions For Real. We'll tell you about them. They've got some pretty cool stuff that's coming up. We'll tell you about. But nevertheless, I wanted to get into this. My wife and I, we go out on occasion. We do the restaurant thing. We don't get a chance to go out all the time, but we tend to go out on the weekends. You know, on Saturdays and Sundays. You know, that's when our orbits kind of sync up again. So we get to go out and go do something, and we'll usually have like a late breakfast, early lunch, or lunch, you know, for God's sake, or brunch. That's always a thing. And there's a couple of places that we have in rotation that we go to. Well, last week we were trying something new. The wife wanted to really try this place. There's a pancake shop here in town. Not the pancake shop. There was a pancake shop that's named after a popular recording studio that was big in the 60s. And so we went. That's not much of a giveaway. It's a place called Stacks. S-T-A-C-K-S. And they make pancakes. And the wife was dying to try this place. And so we went. And to be honest, to be fair, I wasn't that impressed with it. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't like, you know, it was intentionally bad. They were just having a bad day. In fact, it was such an experience. And the wife works in the service industry, so she knows the restaurant industry better than just, you know, than most people. So she knows right out of the chute that this may not, you know, she's going to be a little more not necessarily picky, but a little more conscientious as to what's going on around there. So anyway, we go to give this thing a try, and I think I had the French toast, which it was bland at best, and she ordered the buckwheat pancake. And when it got delivered to the table, it was, I'm not kidding you, it was thin. I mean, it was like business card thin. It was like a crepe nearly. And one of the managers came by, and she said something, and the management there actually took care of us. I'm sure we'll go back. Well, you know, you always give a place a second go round. You want to do that because there are times when restaurants have a bad run of things, and you know, so of course we'll give it a shot. But it brought to mind though the concept of quality control and the lack thereof. We've learned, at least here in Memphis, that is the case. There's a ton of restaurants in this city. We're a city that likes to eat. We got a ton of them here. We got a lot of restaurants, and there's a little something for everybody, man. There's all sorts of ethnicities here. There's all sorts of great cuisines. There's all sorts of fun food that you can have, at any given time, if you're willing to just, you know, roll the dice and get out in there, and that's what we do. So when you talk about these types of places, most of the time you refer to chain restaurants. And we're like every other city. We have our Chili's and you got Applebee's and all that fun stuff. And I'm not a chain guy. Neither is the wife. We're pretty good about that. Now, we do make the occasional exception if we're like, I don't know, like IHOP or something, speaking of pancakes. And it's the same thing every time you go. It's all bland. Every chain restaurant I've ever been to is all the same. They're all bland. There are some places here in town that even take their blandness as a badge of honor, if you will. You know, like food purveyors like Cisco, for example. There's a couple of restaurants here that when you go to them, you're eating Cisco food. And the restaurant has done really nothing beyond just heating it up and serving it. And that's just the way it is. And some people, I guess, dig it. Some people, I'm a guy of flavor. I don't like bland. I don't like, you know, blah. Like anybody else. But what happens when you have a chain restaurant, everything becomes bland. They become middle of the road. That's done by design, you realize. It's done because it makes consistency easier. So no matter what Applebee's you go to, it's all going to, the fish sticks at one are going to taste just like the fish sticks at the other. I'm just assuming Applebee's serve fish sticks. They may not. Or fried cheese. I know they got, every one of those places have that. So it's all the same. So you take the spice out of it, you make it really bland, and you can't F it up, I guess. But still, life's too short to eat shitty food, and especially really bland, boring stuff. Well, to be honest, we go to this place, this pancake place, this Stacks place, and it was kind of bland and mediocre at best. It was okay, I suppose. I mean, it's how bad can a place be if they serve good beer? I mean, which they do have that. They've got a bar, which is outstanding. So, you know, that's got that going for it. It's got a nice little charm, and everybody that was there was very nice. And it was the process was okay. It was just they were having a rough time back in the kitchen, and it's okay. So we're going to give them another chance. But it takes a lot of balls to stand out on your own and do something new and daring, you know, to be different, to be something that is unusual and consistent on your own merits. That's where you're not gonna franchise it out. It's gonna be its own thing. So those places have a little bit higher standard that they have to deal with. Having said that, there are some of those places around here that are, in fact, there's a ton of them. And if you ever come to Memphis and you're in the East Memphis area, which is basically east of the Parkway all the way out into Germantown, that whole area of that corridor right there down the main drag, which is Poplar, that whole area is filled with that blandness. I know there's probably some people that work and live along there that would disagree with me on that. Because I know there's a couple of places that are, you know, they're very rare that you'll find some unusual place that's a little different. But by and large, I would say 90 to 95% of the restaurants down there are bland and boring and sucky. And when you got a place that is standing on its own, right, that it's not a franchise, it's its own thing. They've created their own menu. They're doing something new and different. That's a risk that they're going to take. And they do. They do have to get held to that higher standard. But the problem is these restaurants that are out that way, even the mom and pop places, the small business joints owned by Memphians, these people, to I guess, quote unquote, guarantee their security, they become bland. We went to a place downtown. Down on South Main. I don't forget the name of it now, but it was so bad that we vowed we'd never go back in there. And it was just, the whole thing was about atmosphere and nothing about the food. And it was just, they served an omelet in one of those little cardboard boats like you get at the fair. It was that kind of thing. It's like, come on, man, put it on a plate because it's going to get soggy. And it was just, It was just, I was begging for hot sauce at this point because it was just damn bad. But, you know, it's all about quality control. And I think a lot of small businesses, it doesn't matter whether it's a restaurant industry or whatever it is that you do, if you're into whatever it is, you got to maintain the quality. One of the things at Radio Memphis that we try and we strive for is increasing the quality as much as we can. You know, as we do, like right now here in Studio A, I had one machine that was just, it was limping. It wasn't doing all that well. So I've taken it down. It's not even online. And I'm rebuilding it. And I found myself in a position where we could get some equipment that I needed to come in here to make things easier. It won't matter to you because you won't hear the difference. It matters to me because as the guy who does a lot of production work here, it's going to make a big difference for me because it'll help speed the process up. But that's all part of it. It's quality control. And the more I thought about this when we left this restaurant, the more I thought about having bad quality is a problem. It's a solvable problem, but nobody is ever willing to step up and solve it. That's the issue. That's the problem that I see on a day-in, day-out basis, that nobody is willing to step up and solve that problem. It's not hard to do. Just do what you do, but be better at it. Put some thought and care and concern into what you're doing. And I guess it's a testament to how people think these days. They refuse to do anything that's going to require more work. They just assume that, well, this is our menu, and this is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to offer it. And this is, and if you don't like it, you can go somewhere else because this is what. And they think that, you know, I guess Americans in general just are starting to become more bland in our tastes because that's just the way we are, I suppose, which is kind of sad. You know, it should tell you something. As a society, when we here in this country have a hot sauce for everything, that's an invention out of necessity. Because every one of these goddamn restaurants are serving bland as shit. We got to have some flavor. That's why I love going to like Indian restaurants or Thai places, you know, Asian food in general. There's a couple of Ethiopian joints here in town that are just magnificent. And lots of, you don't need anything. You barely need a fork or a pair of chopsticks. You just bury your face into the plate and go after it. We've got some great sushi joints here. We've got some of these fantastic places that are filled with food. We got real authentic Italian restaurants here. So yeah, we're happy about that kind of stuff. But by and large, it's American food. We make jokes about how the British they have funny ways of, you know, funny things they eat. And everything's sort of gray. And even the British make jokes about it. You know, hi, we're having a barbecue. No, you're not having a barbecue. That's a grill out. That's a hot dog. And you've somehow managed to somehow not set it on fire. That's, you know, barbecue is different here. We have pork. And it's a big thing in these parts. But American food is bland. It's already bland. And we've come to expect that from every place else that we go that's new and it's different. And I think restaurant owners really believe that, well, we don't want to excite our customers too much with this food, or else, you know, you're walking a fine line when you start adding all of this flavor and all this spice to things, because it's gonna be, you know, tricky. They may not like it. And then so we're just gonna play it right down the middle of the road here, and we'll just be as bland and as simple as we can be. And what of it, right? What of it indeed? That's why we have hot sauces. That's why we have spicy vinegars. That's why we put different salad dressing. Salad dressing around here is one of those things too. It's like, If it's not Thousand Island or Ranch, they're not going to have any part of it. Well, I'll just have a salad today because I'm watching my weight, you know. So you can hold off a little bit on the don't put so much shredded cheese on there. And do you have any wheat croutons? That'd be. Oh, and yeah, I need some extra, you know, some extra ranch and a Diet Coke. Oh. Look, we're a species of flavor. We should have that. So my hat's off to you if you're in business for yourself, say in the restaurant business primarily, and you have the ability to expand your flavors and live things, you know, be risky. That's what you got to do. You got to roll the dice. You got to be risky. You've got to take those challenges and try and find something that's a little new and a little bit of an improvement. And you have to know for a fact, you're not always going to please everybody. Quit trying to do that. It's never going to happen. You'll never please everybody. You're lucky if you can get most of them. But for the most part, there's always going to be a few select people that are, not really a few. Hopefully it's a little higher than that. You're going to get a good number, a good average number each and every time. You have people that always want to try it. And if you're lucky enough, they'll come back. It's the same thing with any business, like with Radio Memphis. You know, we play all of this music and stuff, and we do a pretty good job of holding our listeners. We do, and we do a great job. We keep gaining a lot of listeners, and we can't really get rid of them, which is good. And a lot of that is because we're real conscious about our consistency in the way that we broadcast, our consistency in the way that we've developed our sound, the way that we deliver it, you know, that kind of thing. The kinds of things that we're doing in programming and trying to develop sounds and that kind of thing. That's a tremendous advantage to what it is that we do. It's not always easy, and it shouldn't be. If it were easy, everybody could do it. That was the case. Now, regarding this pancake place, Stacks, like I said, we're going to go back. There was the manager and the assistant. We went in kind of an off time. So the manager and the assistant manager happened to come over. And they sat with us for a minute. And they actually refunded the money that we paid for the wife's pay. They brought, instead of one, they brought a second one. And the manager even brought it to the plate, or brought it to the table. And he goes, man, this is, I see what you mean. This is a really paper-thin pancake. I get what you're saying here. So he gets it. He understood it. So he gave us the extra pancake. The wife could stack them and get something, you know, get it stacked. And that way, you know, she felt like she could get something out of it. And then he refunded the cost of that end of the thing. And he did it with cash. And it was all well and good. He did what he could to make it right. Far too often, a lot of restaurant management, they don't do that. Also, though, on the other side of the coin, though, there are people in this town, and maybe in your town as well, that when they go to restaurants, they try and scam the joint. They're not looking necessarily for a free meal so much as it is a discount. And they'll come in and they'll order something, right? You know, I'll have the smothered pork chop. That sounds good. And some green beans and mashed taters. You know, good soul food, you know, that kind of thing. Because you really can't F that up. Because soul food joints down here are good. They're very special. Most of them are. Some of them are just so damn salty you can't eat them. But at any rate, you guys ordering up some smothered pork chops because, man, that's what I'm hungry for. And he sits down and he ties into this plate. Now, typically in a meat and three type joint, they get a pork chop that's not very thick, so they get two of them. You see how I'm doing? So they get an extra little piece of meat. So you feel like you've had something. And dude will eat like a whole pork chop. And maybe a bite off of the other one, and then they'll push the plate away. They may pick a little bit the green beans and stuff, but that's about. They'll leave the rest of it alone. And dude will come back. The waiter come up and says, "Is everything okay, sir?" I was like, "Well, you know, them pork chops, man, they were kind of nasty. I don't want that. Can we have something different?" So they're getting the pork chop comped, in essence, is what they're thinking. And there's a couple of places I know of in town that they'll do that. They'll actually just, okay, we'll make something different. And so dude's got a free pork chop out of the deal, and now he's having, I don't know, the fried catfish or something like that. But he got a free pork chop out of it. But at the same time, there, because, you know, it's management style, there's another restaurant, when you try that shit, they throw you out. Get your ass out of here. I know exactly what you're doing, you scamming motherfucker. Get out. Leave. Go away. Go somewhere else. This is another thing that happens too. It's kind of fun. People come in and what would you like to drink? Oh, I just like some ice water. Oh, and I like a little lemon. So the waiter will bring over a glass of ice water with a lemon wedge on it, and the guy will say, "Have some more lemon." so the waiter will bring like another slice of lemon. No. Could you bring like a little dish of lemons over, lemon slices over? And most of the time, the restaurants will do this. They'll go ahead and they'll fill up a little, you know, like a coffee saucer type thing, and they'll fill it full of lemons and bring it over there. And so dude squeezes all these lemons into his water, and he starts adding. He's making lemonade, for Christ's sakes. Even though they have it on the menu, they have it at the soda thing. It's $2, but you could make your own lemonade for free. you want to have some fun with somebody you know that works in the restaurant business, mention the table lemonade to them, and you watch their eyes roll so much it give them a headache. It's intense how extreme people will be when they go to restaurants. And they just think that, I guess a lot of people just think that, well, you know, I'm coming here to give you people money, so you know, I should be able to order you around, and you'll be lucky if I give you a tip at all. Which is, you know, kind of silly. Most places in this world, people that wait on you are making like $2 an hour because they get tips. You know, well, I'm only going to tip you 15% because this is all I'm obligated to do. That may be the book version of tipping. It's actually 20%. It's 20, especially if you're wearing them out. And here's something else, a little, pardon the pun, but a tip for you people. If the food that you get at the restaurant is not to your liking, don't take it out on the waiter, because it's not their fault. They're just running back and forth. They're trying to keep your ass happy. You know, and there's been plenty of times we've been to restaurants and the food was just absolutely garbage, just dog shit, but the server, we tipped very well because we know it's not their fault, and they're exacerbated by all of this. They're just as frustrated as you are. They're trying to make you happy now, but there's this fear that they're not going to be taken care of. But no, you pull them aside and say, look, we know this is not your fault, okay? I know it's the hump that's in the kitchen. And then when you break that ice, they tend to relax a little bit. But you got to remember, the server's not the one that's doing that, and just because they're waiting on you doesn't mean it gives you the right to boss them around. It's their job. It's what they're there. They're there to bring you what you would normally require. And don't order shit off the menu either. You know, that's another damn thing.
Well, I'd like to have the vegetable soup, but could you make sure there's no celery in it? Because I don't like the celery. It's, you know, can we go?
So you got some poor bastard back in the kitchen that's trying to fish out all the celery chunks out of the vegetable soup to make this hump happy. No, goddammit. No, if you order the vegetable soup, yes, it's got celery in it. No, I'm not picking it out. You're lucky I don't hork a loogie in it. Don't be so fucking picky when it goes. If you're going to go to a restaurant, take what they're offering. Now, granted, there's I get the whole, you know, you might be allergic. You might have a lactose intolerance, so you got to pull the cheese off of something. Or you may have an allergic reaction to tomatoes. You can pull the tomato off of your sandwich or just ask for them not to just serve it on the side or don't put it on there. That's fine. But if you're going altering shit, that's a whole, it's, you know.
I really like the cake, but I don't like the banana icing on it. Can you take that off? Can I just have the cake without the icing?
Shut up! I mean, by God, we've been sitting here all this time talking about how bland shit is, and this is the kind of thing that we get. We've been going for damn near 23 minutes about this whole damn thing. So, you know, look, it's on everybody. It's not just the restaurants. It's on the customer, too. You know what you're getting when you walk in the door, unless it's your first time in there. And you have to just be conscious of that every time you look around. It's with anything. You go to a store, you know, you don't go to Best Buy to buy a watermelon. You dig? At the same time, you don't go to a grocery store to buy a DVD player. It's the same concept. It's when we have grocery stores here that are selling clothes now. And it's like, oh, for the love of God, stop it. Sell produce, sell meat, tell me where the deodorant is and where I can get some antacid. That's all I'm interested in. I mean, quit trying to sell me on the stupid frequent buyer club card. It's complete ridiculous nonsense. It's a frequent buyer. No. Just be cool. And as far as the restaurants go, give them a shot or two, right? You got to do that. Like I said, though, there's some exceptions. I've been to a restaurant before. First time in, last time in. You know what I mean? that's the way that's going to be. So such as that, you know. And be cool, man. It's all good. We're all trying. We're all trying Indeed.
You can now learn guitar in a structured manner online and do it at your pace. From absolute beginners to advanced players, the New York City Guitar School can get you on the right path on guitar proficiency for less than $30 a month. Look for their banner ad at radio-memphis.com and get started today. And right now, there's even a free course called Guitar Hacks for Beginners you can take to see if this course is even right for you. Look at their ad at radio-memphis.com right now and get started.
All right, kids, it's time to get into a little bit of music here. We've got some fun stuff here for you. These guys have been around since 2011, 6 years now. It's a band primarily out of Nashville, down the street from us. The band is called Lions For Real. You can find them online, lionsforreal.com, and they're on Facebook as, Lions For Real. Take a look at them. We know these people. They're good people. They're friends of the radio station, Andrew Atkins and them. They were doing a thing there for a while, and then they took a break. They took a little hiatus. And then they came back, and they're doing their thing. They're right after it, man. And they've got this. In fact, they're one of their posts is that they've got some new stuff coming up. It's funny. They went from July of 2013, and then their next post was an updated cover photo in June 21st of this year, and now this. That's the return of the Lions For Real, July 21st, 2017 at Tidballs in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Yes, they are back out, and they're going to be playing a show Friday, July 21st up in Kentucky if you're going to be around there. If not, we're going to expose you to their music right now. This is one of my favorite tunes from these guys. It's called Heavy Stereo, and here it is, Lions For Real from Radioland.
Heard your song on the radio, and I heard it up full blast.
So there you go. Heavy Stereo is Lions for Real here from Radioland. Good stuff. Normally, we would have, if you've noticed, there's something missing. You know, what's coming up next week. The reason why you're not hearing that is because of the right now the weird production schedule that we're on. I'm having to delay some of that. We're having to do this on a different type of deal until I get the rest of Studio A finished. So instead of using the backup system and all that, we're trying to get caught up. And got a ton of stuff coming up, including some brand new programming that's coming to Radio Memphis. We got some late night programming that's going to be starting in July. And we're going to be spreading it out throughout the summer and into the fall. Some fantastic stuff coming, including a show called The Existence of Strange Things. You heard Dee and I talking about it last week. We're excited about that, making its premiere on July 7th. So that's going to be coming. And I believe we're going to be able to sit down with Joel and Steven at some point and do a little podcast. We'll do a little interview with them, put them on this show, and let you guys get a chance to meet them. So that's all coming up. So bear with us as we continue on with our production schedules and get everything, you know, get our ship tight, get our quality control established, because we believe in consistency that's not bland. We do our best. My God, it may not always be right, but by God, we're trying. We continue to move that direction, and you know, such as it is. And so we certainly thank you for all of that. One other note before I continue on here, I got a message from my friend Ellen, who is in Northern California, and she was making a reference to episode 174. That was the one that we didn't have a song or we didn't have any advertisements that ran in it because of its subject matter, and it was the Kathy Griffin Bill Maher thing that we talked about. And she writes, hello, my dear friend. I just finished listening to episode 174. While I'm not a fan of the C word, I wanted to tell you that you hit the goddamn cunt-loving motherfucking nail right on the piece of shit head. Bravo. Great episode. No apologies. I am owning every single word here. So, Ellen, thank you so much. Love you. That's just... it's not a fan of the C word, but I'm going to use it in liberal. That's great. No, that's all... that's fantastic. So and really, oddly enough, nobody complained about it. I was kind of surprised. I was fully expecting somebody to just, you know, call me out for the bastard that I tend to be, but apparently that wasn't the case. So thank you so much. As always, you can find this show just search my name, just search Rick Cheddar, search for Radioland. We're on the Google Play now. We're also in iTunes. We're in Stitcher, player.fm, Blueberry. We're on just in a ton of places. We're also at radio-memphis.com. We're in a ton of places. You can find it. It's not that hard to do. And you can subscribe to it. It'll automatically download into your device. You can listen to it in your car. You listen to it on the train, while you go for a walk, while you're working with the garden. You know, whatever you want to do. We appreciate you doing so. And I'll tell you what else would be kind of cool. If you let's say you get this the show from iTunes, if you would please go to the iTunes page for the show and sign in there and give it a rating. That would tell everybody. It helps the show out. It helps spread it around, believe it or not. The more of those that we get, the better off things are. So, you know, we certainly do appreciate it. So there you go. We'll see you next time. So in the meantime, please take care of one another and take care of yourselves. And for God's sake, stop shooting each other, all right? I'm Rick Cheddar. And this has been from Radioland.
Any offers or advertisement contained may not still be valid. All rights are reserved, and copyright is held by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. For more, look for all the RMOD players at radio-memphis.com. The proceeding was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated.